Clairton isn't the only community in our region where parents are worried about air pollution. East Liverpool, Ohio is about 40 miles northwest of Pittsburgh. Like a lot of Rust Belt towns, it's economically depressed. People there have relied on heavy industry for decades, many industries that are still in operation. Environmental activists have been fighting a hazardous waste incinerator there since the 1990s. But a new environmental health study of elementary school students living in East Liverpool brought a few dozen parents and residents to a meeting there recently. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Don Hopi was there and joins me now to talk about it. Don, what did the study find?
Well, the study by the University of Cincinnati researchers found that lower IQ was positively correlated to exposure to manganese in the air.
I understand that the East Liverpool School District superintendent asked for the study. Why did he do that?
It was the previous East Liverpool superintendent because, A, the measurements of high manganese in the air had been going on since 1999. They were aware of that problem, that issue. And also, the students in the school district, they had a higher percentage of special education students in East Liverpool School District, 19%, higher than the state average, which was 13% per school district.
So say a little bit about manganese. What is it? What's it used for?
Sure. Manganese is a naturally occurring element. It's in rocks and soil and food. It's used in steel making. It's used in batteries. And it's really necessary for the development of childhood brains. You have to have manganese for proper brain development. The problem comes when there's too much manganese in the environment that children are in. And that was what apparently has happened here.
You reported that the author of the study was very careful to say that the source of the manganese in the air was not part of the study, that they were just looking at the levels of manganese in the children's blood and hair and the correlation with IQ. But there is a business in East Liverpool, Ohio, that processes and handles manganese as part of its business. And it's been a long time issue there in East Liverpool, and that's the S.H. Bell Company.
Yeah, the researcher was very careful not to name a source. The study did not identify sources or anything like that. East Liverpool is a small town along the Ohio River that has a long history of industrial development, and they have multiple sources of manganese emissions in the town even today. But the Ohio EPA has identified S.H. Bell as a primary, or actually the primary, source of airborne manganese in the town. Ohio EPA and the U.S. EPA have entered into consent agreements that have caused S.H. Bell to change their work procedures at their warehousing facility. And that has resulted in a reduction in manganese emissions from that facility. They no longer store, for example, manganese containing materials outside on open pads next to the river where winds can pick it up and blow it into town.
You mentioned the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency. You know, in 2010, they listed manganese concentrations in East Liverpool up to 30 times higher than the EPA safe guideline. So why haven't they been able to do, why haven't they and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency been able to do more to reduce manganese in the air in East Liverpool?
Well, there are two reasons. As I said before, there are a lot of different sources of manganese. This is a primary source, but there are other sources, including the world's largest hazardous, commercial hazardous waste incinerator. The second reason is that these, as you said, are guidelines. These are safe guidelines. Manganese is not one of the EPA's six criteria pollutants. And as such, while they know that a lot of it can cause damage, it's not something that the EPA has set hard and fast limits on. So the guidelines are there, and the agencies know that higher levels than the guidelines could cause problems, but they're not hard and fast limits. And so that causes some issues in terms of pursuing remedies.
We've heard a lot about the impacts of lead on kids recently because of Flint and all of the other cities that are having issues with water and infrastructure. What are the long-term effects of manganese? I mean, we're talking about IQ. I'm imagining that's not reversible.
Right. The effects of high levels of manganese can damage learning capabilities in children, can cause memory loss, can cause kind of a slowness. And also, though, and this is exhibited by people who mine manganese, it's a Parkinson's-like tremors that the people can get. Other studies that have been conducted in Ohio around manganese smelters in Marietta, Ohio. There's also a manganese smelter in Chicago, Illinois. And in both of those places, some studies have determined that folks that live closer to the manganese smelters do exhibit some increased tremors and some memory issues.
There were about 100 kids in this study. I think they were elementary school age. Was there any talk at the meeting about how the study could be used to improve things there in East Liverpool for these kids or kids who are living there?
Well, the study's main author did meet with a school superintendent and some other school officials this past Tuesday to talk about the results and what might be next step. This coming spring, the study participants, the 100 or so students, they're going to get as many of those kids as possible and bring them to Pittsburgh for MRIs that will be done at Children's Hospital. And the federal agencies would like to see the follow-up studies to see exactly what kind of problems are persisting in the students now that they're beyond in their teen years. So they're trying to track it that way. So again, there's some things happening, but it's going to take a while.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Don Hopi covers the environment for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. There's more about his story at AlleghenyFront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.